After the passing of the Heilige Tzaddik, the Chozer of Lublin, on the day of Tisha B'Av, Tavkuf Ayin Hei, his son, the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yosef of Turtachin, inherited the wall clock which would hang in his father's room. On his way back to his hometown, Turtachin, a storm broke out, not allowing him to continue on his way. He had no choice but to stop off and find shelter in an inn owned by a simple Yid in one of the towns along the way. 3 days and three nights Rabbi Yosef spent in the motel until the storm passed. Rabbi Yosef had no money to repay his kind host. He ended up leaving his precious clock that he had just received. A few years later, the Heilige Tzaddik Rabbi Sacher Ber of Radishitz arrived to that same inn. His host showed him to his room. But that entire night, the Tzaddik could not fall asleep. He would get up constantly and sing and dance with joy. The next morning, the Tzaddik asked the innkeeper, "From where did you get the clock that was hanging in the room?" The innkeeper related to the Tzaddik how he got the clock. Rabbi Sacher Ber asked him to describe how the man who stayed with him looked. When the innkeeper did so, he exclaimed and said, "Ah! I felt that this was the clock of the Chozer of Lublin, because every clock, when it ticks, it notifies its owner that he's a second closer to the day of his passing. But the clock of the Chozer, with every tick, it tells us that we're a second closer to Mashiach. That's why I couldn't sleep last night out of great joy." The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos tells us, when a person is brought into judgment by the Bezen Shalamayla, he is questioned among others. Tipisa li Yeshua, did you hope and await for the Yeshua promised through the Nevi'im? The Heilige Tzaddik Rav Levi Yitzchak of Raditz's grandchild was marrying the Enikel of the Alter Rebbe, later to be known as the famous Great Chasana in Zhlobin. When Rav Levi Yitzchak was shown the invitation stating the place of the Chasana, he tore it up and instructed to write it anew. The Chasana will take place in Yirtz Hashem, in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and in the Beis HaMikdash, Tibana V'Sikonin B'mheidav Yomeinu Amen. And if Chas V'Shalom Mashiach Tzidkenu will not be here yet, then the Chasana will take place in Zhlobin. One of the Chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek had a kreshma that he would rent from a local paritz. Every year, he would pay the paritz 10 ruble for that year. One year, the chassid fell ill, and he sent his son to go make the contract for the coming year. The son thought to himself of a marvelous idea. He would make a contract for the next 5 years and get the paritz to give it to him for 30 ruble. And this way, he'll save himself 20 ruble. The paritz agreed to the deal and was satisfied with 30 ruble if he would pay it up front. The son returned home excitedly, telling his father of the great deal he just closed. "Fool," screamed the father at his son. "Not only didn't you save 20 ruble, but you paid 20 ruble for nothing. Because we believe with Emunah Shleima that Mashiach is coming right away, and we'll all go up to Eretz Yisrael. So you now paid money for the next 4 years in vain." The Medrash tells us, even if Yidden only have their hope, they are worthy of being redeemed in that merit alone. The Chida explains that this is the meaning of what we say in davening, Etzemach David Avdecha Meheiros Hatzmiach. We are davening to Hashem that He should send us Mashiach immediately. And if you will say we are not deserving, we continue to say, "For we hope for your Yeshua all day." Meaning, just for waiting for Mashiach alone, we deserve to be redeemed. Whenever the Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Simcha Bunim of Peshitcha, would go to sleep, he would put his talis and tefillin near his bed. To the question of one of his close Talmidim to explain this custom, he responded, Since we believe that Mashiach is coming any second, and it's possible that while I'm resting, it will be heard suddenly the good news that Mashiach has arrived, I want to be ready to go with Mashiach to Eretz HaKodesh, and not to stay for an extra second in this bitter galus. All my assets I am masker, but my talis and tefillin I have to take with me. That's why I keep them close to me. A story is told that a few Hasidim were standing outside the Rebbe's room and were discussing how Mashiach will reveal himself. Each Hasid expressed his own idea. While they were talking, suddenly the door to the Rebbe's room opened up, and the Rebbe himself was standing on the threshold. The Hasidim moved back in shock. The Rebbe became serious and turned to them and said, "This is how Mashiach will come, suddenly." The Rebbe writes in a letter, "From the day I went to Cheder, and still before that, it began to form in my mind the picture of the Geula HaAsida, the Geula of Am Yisrael from the past. Such a Geula, and in such a way, that through her will be understood the Yisurim of Galus, the decrees, and so on. And everything will be in such a way that with a full heart and with a full understanding it will be said on that day, 'Oitcha Hashem ki anafta bi. I thank you, Hashem, for you pained me.'" The Levush writes, "I've always wondered, since we read Eicha in public, why don't we read it out of a Megillah on Klaf like Megillas Esther?" He continues to explain, "Since we await every single day that these days should be turned into days of joy and Yom Tovim, if we would write the Megillah, it would look like we are Chas V'Shalom giving up hope. Therefore, we read Megillah Seicha from the Chumash." At the Suda of the first night of Shavuos, Tavshin Chav Zayin, one of the people present at the Rebbe's Suda turned to the Rebbe and said, "Now that the Kosel Maravi is accessible to Yidden, if the Rebbe will travel, tens of thousands of Yidden will travel along with the Rebbe." The Rebbe responded, "Why only tens of thousands? When Mashiach will come, many more will travel." Reb Hillel Paritzer said in the name of Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev that on Shabbos Chazoin, every Yid is shown the third day Samikdash. This inspires us to go on the right way and merit the rebuilding of the third day Samikdash with the Geula HaAmitis VaShlema. May it be right now. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will Amir Tashem be updated on Monday, Vav Menachem Av.